This podcast is brought to you by ESLLibrary.com. Hello, everyone. I'm Tara Benwell, the host of ESL Library's mini podcasts for English learners. Today's podcast comes to you from our famous people section. Pablo Picasso. Pablo Picasso was an artist who's most famous for inventing new and very different styles of painting. Picasso was born on October 25, 1881, in Malaga, Spain. His father was an artist. When he was young, Picasso studied art with his father at art schools in Malaga and Barcelona. In 1897, he went to the Royal Academy in Madrid, but he soon left and went home to Barcelona. In Barcelona, he became part of a group of artists and writers. Picasso began to travel to Paris in 1900 to meet and work with other young artists. After 1904, he lived in France most of the time. During his long life, Picasso painted in many different styles. From 1901 to 1904, he did most of his paintings in blue. This is called his blue period. From 1904 to 1906, he used mostly red and pink, which is called his rose period. In 1907, he invented a new kind of painting called cubism. People and objects were not painted as they are seen in real life. Instead, they were painted as geometric forms, such as cubes. At first, most people did not like this new style of painting, but it slowly became more popular. In 1937, Picasso painted Guernica, one of his most famous cubist paintings. It shows his view of the death and destruction caused when Spanish civilians were bombed during the Spanish Civil War. The painting is now considered to be a masterpiece. Picasso worked on many other new types of paintings, but he was also a sculptor and a designer. In 1917, he designed the set and the costumes for a ballet. In the 1940s, he wrote a play and two books of poetry. Picasso was very poor when he was a young artist, but he became wealthy and very famous. He was married twice and had four children. He died at age 91 in Antibes, France, on April 8, 1973. For questions and activities and a full transcript of today's podcast, visit ESLLibrary.com and choose our Famous People section. That's all for today. See you next week.